Bill Hybel 牧师呢是我们说是 Mega Church 的先锋。
We may say that Pastor Bill Hybel is the pioneer of a Mega Church trend.
他带领的教会 Willow Creek Community Church 的每一周有24,000人崇拜。
The church that he leads, the Willow Creek Church, the attendance on a weekly basis is over 24,000 people.
30年以后呢，他做了一个研究。
After 30 years, he conducted a study.
这个研究是有关弟兄姊妹的灵命成长的。
And the topic of the study was related to the growth of brothers and sisters' spiritual life.
那么呢，他就在2007年的时候呢，宣布他的研究的结果。
Back in 2007, he revealed the results of his study.
基本上呢，他就说我忏悔了。
And basically, he said that he repented.
我们做错了。
That we did wrong.
那他一直以为呢，他们教会呢是希望通过举办不同的活动或者事工，去鼓励弟兄姊妹的参与。
And his church was based on the philosophy of promoting brothers and sisters' participation to programs and ministries.
那么呢，他认为呢，当人参与活动的时候呢，他的灵命就会成长。
His assumption was that through participation in activities, that people's spiritual life will grow.
但是呢，研究的结果就是呢，虽然他们投放了超过百万的资源在进去这些活动跟事工里面，但是参与的人的成长呢，却是没有什么很做得到。
So the result of the study revealed that even though they had poured in millions of dollars, but the growth was not significant.
我觉得呢，这个是一个发人心省的一个研究。
And I find this particular result worthy of our contemplation.
你知道为什么呢？
Do you know why?
那我们中国人呢，英文 growth 这个字呢，我们中文翻译成为就是生长。
So the translation of the word growth means that you are maturing.
Okay, 生长的意思就是你有生命，你才长。
So maturing meaning that in order to grow, you must have life in you.
也可以说你有生命呢，你就一定长。
In other words, if you have life, then you will grow.
所以呢，不是每一个人来教会的，他就一定是一个有神生命的一个人。
So not everyone who comes to church is one with God's life in him.
如果你来教会里面一段日子了，你都不成长的时候呢，有一个可能性就是你没有神的生命在你里面。
So if you have been coming to church and you have not been growing, there is a possibility that you may not have God's life in you.
那么我们怎么知道我们里面有没有神的生命呢？
And how do we know if we have God's life in us?
这个其实是我们四个月前呢开始看雅各书的时候呢的目的。
And that's exactly the purpose why we started studying the book of James over 4 months ago.
雅各书呢，它是好像一个测验一样。
The book of James is like an examination paper.
让我们看见呢，我们里面有没有生命的标记。
It allows us to see whether we have signs of life in us.
对了，今天呢已经是我们最后的一讲了。
And today is our last sermon.
所以呢，我们很快的会从第一章很快的看到第五章一次。
So very quickly, we will go from chapter 1 through chapter 5.
那我希望呢，我们不单只把雅各书读一次。
I hope that we will not only read through this book once.
但是呢，我们也被雅各书读一次。
But we are also going to be read by the book of James once.
这个是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是你把自己放在这卷书里面呢，给他检查一下。
And that, what that means is placing ourselves in the context of this book so we may be examined by the context.
那么最后呢，我们就会用五章十九二十节成为今天的总结。
And then we will use verses 19 and 20 of chapter 5 to make our conclusive remarks.
雅各书里面呢，里面有七个生命的标记。
And there are seven signs of life mentioned in the book of James.
通过七个考验，你可以看看自己有没有这些标记在你们身上。
Through the examination of these seven factors, we can see we can be tested by the book of James.
第一个考验呢，就是当你对面对试炼试探的时候，你的反应。
So first response is our response when we're confronted with trials or temptations.
雅各书第一章二到十八节里面告诉我们，如果一个人呢，只是他没有神的生命在他里面的，他遇到困难的时候，遇到试炼试探的时候，只是他就会放弃相信耶稣。
So in the book of James, chapter 1, verses 2 through 18 tells us that if one has no life of God in him, and he's confronted with trials and temptations, and he will give up.
他会表现成为一个心怀恶意的一个人。
And he becomes a person filled with doubts.
他会怀疑神，他遇到这些事情呢，是不是神害他呢？
He will be doubting God, and because he will be doubting whether the fact that he's confronted with these things is because God has forsaken him.
当引诱来到的时候，他最后是会接受引诱。
And he will accept temptations when temptations are in front of him.
但是一个真的有神生命的人呢，他的反应呢，就是会好像一章十二节里面讲到，他会产生忍耐。
But for a person who truly has God's life in him, when he's confronted with trials and temptations, he will produce perseverance.
十二节讲到，忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他们经过试验以后，我特别喜欢这个英文圣经的翻译呢，他讲到是，当他被证明是真的，必得着生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
So verse 12, chapter 1 says that happy is the one who endures testing. And Pastor Jude particularly likes the following statement, because when he has proven to be genuine, he will receive the crown of life that God promised to those who love him.
所以呢，一个真正有神生命的人呢，他遇到试探的时候呢，他的表现就是他是一个忍者。
So when a person truly has God's life in him, when he's confronted with temptations, and his action shows that he's the one who endures.
第二个考验呢，是你面对神的话语，你面对圣经的时候的反应。
The second test is a person's response to God's word.
一个假的基督徒，当他面对神的话的时候呢，他有一个抗拒的一个心。
Because a person who's not a Christian, when he is when he's given God's word, he will have a heart of rebellion.
他看圣经的时候，可能他会觉得很生气。
Perhaps he will feel angry when he's reading God's word.
他听到的时候呢，虽然他听了，但是呢，他不会做出来。
When he hears God's word, even though he had heard the words, but he will not do the words.
圣经形容呢，这些人呢，就好像一个人照镜子一样，见到他的面目是怎么样，但是他跑掉就忘了。
So the way Bible describes a person like this is though this person was looking at himself through a mirror, and he sees what he sees, but then he walks away from what he sees.
但是一个真正的基督徒呢，他会好像一章二十五节讲到，唯有尝试查看那全备使人自由的律法的，并且时常如此，这既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来的，都在他所行的事上必然得福。
So a true Christian would act according to James 1:25, but whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do.
所以呢，一个真正的基督徒，他面对神的话的时候，他是一个行者。
So a true Christian, when he is faced with God's word, he becomes one who does things.
第三个考验呢，是人，是你对人的反应。
The third test involves your response to man.
假的基督徒呢，他会偏心待人。
A false Christian would be partial in his response to man.
就看你的外貌啊，看你的穿着啊，就决定了我用什么态度去对待你。
He would decide how he would treat people based on people's appearances and what they would wear.
这个呢，其实是反映呢他内心的一个态度，就是。 我能不能够从你身上得到利益呢？我就决定我怎么对待你。
So this is a reflection of his inner heart, in a way that he would decide on how he treats you, based on what kind of benefits he would reap from you.
但是呢，圣经讲到一个真的基督徒呢，他的对人的反应呢，都是爱人如己。
But the Bible tells us that a true Christian would respond to man by loving them as themselves.
他明白律法的总纲呢，就是爱。
He understands, the true Christian understands that the nugget of scripture found in the Bible is love itself.
所以呢，他不会挑哪一些律法他可以接受，哪一些律法他不会接受。
So he would not be selective in terms of what laws he would be willing to accept and what laws he would not be willing to accept.
所以一个真的基督徒呢，他对人的反应呢，都是以仁爱待人。So
a true Christian's response to man is by giving love to those around him.
所以呢，他是一个仁者。So
he's the one that gives love to others.
第四个考验呢，是你的信心的一个考验。
The fourth test is a test of one's faith.
假的基督徒呢，他的信仰只是挂在口头上。A
false Christian, faith is only manifested at on his lips.
他的信仰只是一个知识上面的信仰。His
faith is only knowledge based.
他很可能呢是一个讲一套做一套的一个人。He is
quite possibly one of those who talks one way but does something different.
但是一个真正的基督徒呢，他是明白人的信心跟行为呢是并行的一个人。But
the true Christian understands that his faith and his actions are working together.
好像圣经里面的亚伯拉罕一样，他不单指呢有心里面有信心，他还把他的儿子以撒。
Just like the character Abraham in the Bible, he manifests his faith by offering his son Isaac to God.
所以一个真正的基督徒，他的信心的表现呢，他是一个贯彻始终的一个行为来的。So
a true Christian's manifestation of his sign of life is having a consistent from beginning to the end a faithful behavior.
所以呢，我叫他是一个忠信的人。
So I would refer him as one who is faithful.
第五个考验呢，就是看你所讲的话。
The fifth test is about the words you speak.
假的基督徒呢？ 口不择言,
a false Christian does not mince his words.
他喜欢夸耀自己,
he likes to promote himself.
他可能呢出口伤人,
and he hurts people with his words.
圣经形容他呢好像一个火在一个心灵里面。
And the Bible describes a person like this is like a source of fire in a forest.
圣经解释人所讲的话其实是他的智慧的一个反应呢。
And the Bible tells us that the words we speak is a reflection of our wisdom.
那么呢,你的智慧可以是从神而哪里来,也可以从这个世界里面来。
So your wisdom can come from God or can come from this world.
如果你的智慧是从这个世界来的时候呢,你所讲的话只会带来的只独纷争。
So if your wisdom is from this world, all your word is going to bring is division and argument.
所以其实这些我们做世界上的智慧呢,其实不是真的智慧。
And that's why this worldly wisdom is not true wisdom.
一个真正的基督徒呢,他才是一个有智慧从神而来的人。
A true Christian has his wisdom originating from God.
圣经告诉我们呢,他所讲的话会带来和平。
The Bible tells us that the word that he speaks will bring peace.
3:10里面讲到,唯独从上头来的智慧,先是清洁,后是和平,温良柔顺,满有怜悯,多结善果,没有偏见,没有杂貌。
James 3:17 says that, but the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere.
所以呢,你知道了,一个真正的基督徒,从他的话,你就知道他是一个智者。
So a true Christian, you know a true Christian from the words that he speak, because he is a wise one.
第六个考验呢,就是你对钱的反应了。The
sixth test is how you respond to money.
一个假的基督徒, 他有钱的时候呢,他会成为一个狂妄自大的一个人。A
false Christian, when he has possession of money, he becomes one who is very full of himself.
他以为呢,他能够掌控人生。Because
he then believes that he himself can control life.
一个假的基督徒呢,他另外一个表现呢,就是他是一个唯利是图的一个人。Another
sign of a false Christian is that that his focus of life is on monetary value.
他是为钱而生。He
was born for money.
他为了钱呢,什么事情也可以做。He
would be willing to just about anything, he would be willing to do just about anything for money.
钱对他来说就是为了他自己的享受。The
purpose of money is for his own enjoyment.
但是一个真正的基督徒呢,他知道只是人生不在他的控制底下。A
true Christian understands that life is not under his control.
他知道人生的短暂就好像云雾一样。He
understands the temporariness of life in this world is no different from a vapor.
所以呢,他的表现是一个很谦卑的一个表现。So
his attitude is humble.
他会说,好像4:15里面的话,主若愿意,我就可以活着,也可以做解释,化作哪事。So
he would say things such as in chapter 4:15, if this is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that.
因为他知道神比他大。Because
he understands that God is almightier than himself.
他敬畏神。He
reveres God.
所以呢,金钱对他来说不会影响他的品格的。Therefore,
money will not affect his character.
所以他是一个言者。And
that's why he is the virtuous one.
最后一个考验。The
last test.
就是你平时的反应。
Is your response in your daily lives?
那一个真正的基督徒呢,无论他遇到灾祸或者无乐,他都是同一个反应的。A
true Christian will have the same attitude and the same response, whether he's faced with trouble or happiness.
他第一个反应就是祷告。
His first response is always prayer first.
5章13节讲到, 你们中间有受苦的, 就该祷告, 有喜乐的呢, 就该歌颂。 所以一个真正的基督徒呢, 他是一个祷告者。
And verse 13 from chapter 5 says, Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. And the true Christian, therefore, is one with one who is a prayer warrior.
那我们很快的, 其实呢,就把雅各书从第一章到第五章呢,看过一次了。
So just now, very quickly, we have gone through chapters 1 through 5 in the book of James.
所以好像我刚开始的时候呢,我说,我希望你也给,被雅各书读一次。
Just like I said in the beginning, that I hope we all can be read by the book of James once.
把自己放在这卷书底下,经过这七个考验的时候,你看你考不考得过这个考试。
So let's place ourselves under this book, and to see that whether when we confront them with these tests, whether we can pass them.
那么你想不想知道我的成绩表啊?
Do you want to see my report card?
好了，那么我告诉你，我的考验是在去年九月份的时候发生的。
My test came in last September.
那我有一点点背景，你要知道。 我因为我太太的工作呢，其实呢，我们放假的是，你要拿长的假期呢，是蛮困难的一件事情。To
give you some background first, because my wife's job situation is difficult for us to have to take a long vacation.
所以呢，去年我们知道呢，九月份我们可以拿16天的假期的时候呢，其实呢，我是很高兴的。
So last September, we found out that we can take a 16-day vacation, and I was thrilled.
因为呢，讲了很多年呢，我们希望开车去，比方说这些国家公园啊，里面去旅游，都没有实现。所以呢，大概去年九月的时候应该可以做得到。So
we have talked for many years about visiting various national parks, but never had a chance to do it until last September.
但是后来到七月份的时候就知道了，教会要改动崇拜的时间了。But
back in July, we learned that the church is going to have to change our worship time.
然后呢，他第一个，我们从前是10点半啊，我都不记得了，现在10点了，我从前是很晚开始的嘛，后来呢，他九月份的时候呢，就把它改成好像现在一样，9点15分。
So before September, we started our worship at a later time, around 10:30. And but now, since the September last year, we have moved to the current worship time.
然后呢,他改动这个时间刚好就是在我放假的这个时间。
So the time that we decided to change our worship time coincided with my vacation time.
所以我有一点担心,我就说, 还是不放假，先一同来崇拜一次，看看弟兄姐妹会不会来啊
？So because of the time change, I was not comfortable with being away. So I was thinking maybe we will postpone our vacation, just to make sure the brothers and sisters will actually come.
所以呢，16天，那如果你看这个时间表呢，16天的假期呢，就要变成7天了，因为我要在。 第一个礼拜天好像是第一个礼拜天的时候在嘛，所以就变成7天的假期了。
So therefore, we shortened our vacation, which was going to be 16 days, down to 7 days that started on a Sunday.
其实呢，这个也不打紧，那么我们就不开车了，坐飞机去了。
Actually, it's not that big of a deal because then we would fly instead of driving.
我的计划就是飞去 Calgary, 加拿大的 Calgary, 那么就开车去这个两个国家公园, Banff 跟 Jasper.
So my plan then was to fly into Calgary, Canada, and then drive to two national parks in Jasper and Banff.
那你知道呢，当时呢，我心里面是简直想。
And you know that my plan at that time was,
就是呢 我提醒神，那我为你放弃了长假期16天变成7天，你大概应该祝福我啊，是不是这样呢？
So I reminded God that since I sacrificed by shortening my vacation from 16 days to 7 days, and therefore you should remember to bless me.
9月9号到 Calgary.
So we arrived at Calgary on the 9th of September.
就开始下雪了。
And started snowing.
当地的人呢告诉我，他们从来没有见过呢，怎么早了一个月下雪的。
So when a person in that community told me that they have never seen snowing like this for a month.
所以呢我们所有户外活动呢都要改动，不能，其实你都不可能出去走了。
And so therefore we had to change all of our outdoor activity plans because we couldn't venture out at all.
本来呢我是计划第二天呢是 camping 的。
My plan was to go camping the second day.
去了这个营地以后呢，这个负责的人，守门口的人呢，他说，下雪太厉害了，停电了，你不能进去。
So when we arrived at the front gate of the camping ground, the person in charge of that place told us that because the snowing had been so heavy that we have lost electricity, therefore you cannot enter.
第三天早晨温度是19度 Fahrenheit.
The temperature on the third morning was 19 degrees Fahrenheit.
我还记得我text 了他一个 message， 告诉他今天是19度。
I still remember that I text me that that the temperature that day was 19 degrees Fahrenheit.
第四天呢，我们已经开始离开 Banff 这个地方去 Jasper。两个小时以北的一个地方。
On the fourth day, we were leaving Banff and heading toward Jasper, which was about 2 hours north.
那么开车的路途上面呢，你知道现在的车子呢，它有这个标板上面有不同的这些仪器的嘛？他就告诉我，你的轮胎漏气了。
So on our drive to Jasper, the low tire pressure warning light.Came on our instrument panel.
那么去到 Jasper 的时候呢，我就找到我的租车公司，我就进去问他，怎么办呢
？So when we arrived Jasper, I went to a rental car company and asked them what we should do.
他说没事的。
He told us it's no big deal.
因为你从山底开车到山上，这个气压改动的时候呢，就这个灯就会亮的，很多人车都是这样子。
It's because that when we drive from low altitude to high altitude, and due to the change in atmospheric pressure, that the tire pressure will be low, and it's observed all the time.
那么我当然相信他了。
Of course, I believed him.
那么开车离开了。
So we left.
过了15分钟，这个轮胎就真的不行了。
And after 15 minutes, I had a flat tire.
那么你就开车回去告诉他了。
So you drove back to the rental car place.
那你都知道，当你发生事情的时候，他的样都不一样了。OK.
And you know that when something's wrong, because his appearance was completely different.
这个人呢，他告诉啊，现在不知道要不要你赔钱的哈。
He said that it's hard to say who's going to actually pay for this damage.
他说但是现在我要关门了，所以呢你明天再来我告诉你结果。
But since I'm, regardless, I'm closing very soon, so you should come back tomorrow and we'll resolve this tomorrow.
所以他给我另外一个车子，然后我就又回去camping 了，露营了。
And so he gave me a different car and we continued on our camping trip.
那所以呢这个就是我住的这个在这个国家公园里面的一个地方。这个发生事情的就是这个车子。那么这个晚上呢也是很冷哦。
So this is the national park that we stayed in, and the car is the car that gave me trouble. And in the evening, it's quite cold there.
所以呢又冷又发生这些事情，所以呢就很担心也睡不好。
And because it was cold, And I'm also surrounded by all these trouble. And therefore, I was quite distressed and didn't sleep well.
那第五天第一个就是下一天呢，他我第一个节目呢，其实是坐就是缆车，就是 OK 往山顶去看风景的。
So the very next day, my plan was to take the cable car to go up to the top of the mountain to take in the scenery.
那其实当时呢，已经没有下雪，大概两天了。
And at that point, the snow had stopped for 2 days.
但是呢，还是密云嘛。
But it was still a very thick cloud.
所以我就在想，可不可以退票不上去呢？因为钱已经其实一早给了定的这个票是。
And I was debating about whether I should return the tickets for a refund because since I already paid for them earlier.
然后我就问这个公司，当然他也不给你退啊。
So I asked about the cable car company, and of course they wouldn't refund me.
对了，经过这么多的试验以后呢，我心里面就埋怨神。
So after all these various trials, I complained to God.
我当然又是提醒他，我为了你的教会，就是改动我的时间。如果我不改，根本上就不会发生这些事情。
So I complained to God that it's because of your church. That I changed my plan, and if I hadn't changed my plan, none of this would have happened.
现在轮胎又坏了。
Now I have a flat tire.
连香山也密云。
And it's a thick cloud covering the top of the mountain where I want to go to.
为什么要这样子呢？
Why would you treat me like this?
你知道，当我们怀疑的时候啊，其实怀疑是一个信心的一个相反。
So when we doubt, we need to remember that doubting is the opposite of faith.
你怀疑的时候，你是怀疑，神的属性。换句话说，你怀疑神是不是一个好的神
？When we doubt, we are actually doubting God's character. In other words, we're doubting whether our God is a truly good God.
当时呢，在山上坐这个缆车上去的时候，你就看见，只是这个已经坐在缆车上面，你就见到这个天都是云了。
So when on our way up to the top of the mountain in our cable cart, this picture is a picture on our way up. You can see that the sky was covered with thick clouds.
但是过了云以后，你就看见一个奇景。
However, when we rose above the cloud level, we saw a completely different picture.
其实就是一个云海。
And that is a sea of clouds.
其实当时我就想起了一首诗歌，叫《云上的太阳》。
And that at that time I remembered the psalm, and that is the sun above the clouds.
其实当时我在缆车的时候，我是觉得很惭愧。
And actually, I felt ashamed when I was in the cable car.
因为神从来没有忘记我。
Because God had never forgotten me.
但是呢，我以为他害我。
But I thought instead that he betrayed me.
后来上到山顶的时候呢，就遇到一个导游。
When we arrived at the top of the mountain, we came across a tour guide.
然后他就笑我。
And he kind of laughed at me.
他说我在山上，我听到你上退你的票不上来。
I was at top of the mountain and I heard that you wanted to get refund, so you didn't have to come up.
他说你知道这样子的云海一年只有三次。
He said, did you realize that this type of scenery only happens 3 times a year?
他说昨天我上来没有见过。
He said, it was not like this at all the day before.
后来我就坐缆车下山了。
And I took cable car going down.
我就跟这个开缆车的人谈起来。
And I was having a conversation with the cable car operator.
他是一个玩游戏这些年轻人呢，在这边做暑期。打暑期工的一个人。
He was a young guy that loved to travel around the world, and he was working as a summer job for the cable car company.
我又问他，你有没有见过好像今天这样子的
？I asked him if he ever seen such a scenery before.
他说我每天赏了30到50次，从暑假到现在，从来没有见过好像今天这样。
He told me that he goes up and down 30 to 50 times a day, and from the beginning of the summer.Till September, he had never seen such a scenery.
当时，让我想起一个事情呢。 就是如果神能够控制这个天气，他应该也可以控制我租车公司这个轮胎的这个事情嘛。
At that time, I remember that if God can control weather, then He should be able to control the outcome our dealing with the rental car company.
然后沙山建个这个租车公司。
So when we descended from the mountains, we went to the rental car place.
然后他说，我还不知道结果，要等这个总公司，上来再告诉他们，他们才知道。
I don't know, the rental car company said that I don't know exactly the outcome, what the outcome is going to be, but because I have to wait to hear back from the headquarter.
所以我考试的结果是怎么样呢？
So what's the outcome of my test?
当我面对试炼试探的时候的反应。
What was my response when I was confronted with trial and temptations?
没有考过哦。
I did not pass.
那你知道一个人呢考试没有考过的时候有什么结果啊？
You know what happens when one does not pass a test?
有什么结果？
You know?
做学生的可能知道，你没有考过会怎么，有什么？
All your students must know what happens if you don't pass a test.
再考一次，没错了。
Take the test again.
那所以呢，我们回来了，就一直在等这个租车公司的回复。
So we continue to wait on the response from the rental car company after we returned.
过了三个月。
After 3 months.
那么我结果收到一个信，是租车公司寄来的。
I received a letter from the rental car place.
是一个500块的一个账单。
It was a bill for 500.
那当时心情一定是很不高兴呢。
And I was very displeased.
那不是当时为了钱的事情。我觉得不太公平，因为本来是这个人叫我没事的，你可以继续开，才发生这个事情嘛。
It's not just the matter of money, but I did not think it was fair because it was the guy who asked me to proceed with a low pressure tire.
那当我面对同一个考验的时候，那么这一次我有什么结果呢？
So now I'm faced with another test, and how did I do?
我没有埋怨神的这一次。
I did not complain to God.
那虽然呢，我心里面不高兴
，even though I was unhappy inside，
但是呢，我记起雅各书1:2-3里面说
，but I remember what was said in verses 2 and 3 of the first chapter of book of James。
他说：“我的弟兄们，你们落在百般的试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，都甚忍耐。”
It says that consider pure joy, my brothers and sisters.Whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance.
这个是我讲到四个月前讲过的吗？
And this is something that I have given sermon on 4 months ago.
那么我就问我自己，你不应该也是做出来吗？
So I question myself whether I should just, whether I should conduct it according to my sermon.
那当我跟着这段话，跟着第一章的去想的时候，我就觉得的确是我，我遇到试炼试探的时候，我产生忍耐，证明我里面有神的永生，这个的确是值得我们高兴的一件事情。
So as I reflect on these words through chapter 1 and going through them, that I realized indeed that when I'm confronted with all kinds of trials and temptations, if perseverance can be produced.Then that's a cause for joy.
对呢，心情就好过来了。
And I feel a lot better then.
但是呢，魔鬼呢，很快就会再提醒你，其实你还是欠人500块。
But the devil would continue to tempt you. In this case, he quickly reminded me that you still owe people $500.
特别呢，每一次我跟这个租车公司理论的时候呢，我这个好像不好的心情呢又回来了。
Indeed, it was the case. Whenever I tried to reason with the rental car company, the bad taste in my mouth would come back.
魔鬼会常常提醒你，你说到神这么好，你是自欺欺人而已。
The devil would often remind you that you always consider your God to be good, and you're just lying to yourself.
但是呢，雅各书4:7告诉我们。当我们抵挡魔鬼的时候呢，魔鬼就必离开你逃跑了。
chapter 4, verse 7 tells us that when we resist the devil, he will flee from us.
既然我决定, 就是要赔钱呢,
then I decided that I would never complain about God, even if I have to pay the sum.
从此以后呢,我心里面就有平安,
and from that point on, I have peace in my heart, and that matter will no longer trouble me.
那现在我重考了,我的成绩是怎么样呢?
So I retook the test, and what's my grade?
那我觉得呢,我不但只考过第一条哦,
I feel like I not only have passed the first test,
我面对神的话的时候,我真的行出来哦,
so when I received, when I received God's word, I was able to act it out, and therefore I passed the second test.
我的信心不再是在口头上面,我真的有一个行为上面的改变哦。
That my faith is not just a lip service, because my actions are indeed different, and therefore I passed that faith and work test.
那么钱财对我也没有影响哦。
And money does not matter to me.
最后就是呢,的确就是凡事祷告。
And indeed that I pray on everything.
所以呢,心里面呢,就觉得,很快乐。
And therefore I experienced a great deal of joy in my heart.
因为我知道我真的是一个基督徒。
Because I know I'm a true Christian.
当然,不是每一次考这次条的时候,每一次都过。当然,只是有一些没有过的,我没有告诉你。
Of course, not that I would pass every one of these seven tests every time I take them, because there are tests that I failed that I have not shared with you.
但这个事情过了,当我所有已经决定不埋怨神的时候,那么后来其实就是赔钱了,是不是?
So when these things have gone beyond me, when I have decided that I'm not going to complain to God, of course the end result is that I had to pay the damage.
然后我太太就说, 你为什么不跟你自己的保险公司谈谈呢?
Then my wife reminded me, why don't you talk to your own insurance company?
我说没用的,我deductible是500块, 跟他们谈干什么呢?
I told her it will be useless because my deductible is $500, what's the point of talking?
她说,你还是跟他谈一谈呢?
She urged me on to talk to them.
所以做丈夫的你要听你的太太的话。So
therefore, the lesson is that the husband should listen to their wives.
然后我就跟我的保险公司谈。So
I went to talk to my own insurance company.
他说,他也同意我,他说,我跟你去理论。And
he agreed with me, and therefore he decided to reason with the rental car company on my behalf.
其实结果他也没有成功。
And the end result was that he was also unsuccessful.
但是这个保险公司说,我们帮你给这500块,你不用给。
But the insurance company told me that we will pay the $500 for you, you don't have to pay.
其实他有解释,这个是我其中的一个benefit,但是我都听不懂,太高兴了,你给500块,什么理由我都会接受。And
but actually he explained to me, it's not just a kind deed, but it's based on one of the conditions in the policy, but I was so happy that he would pay for the insurance. He could give me any reasons, I'll be happy to hear them.
好像圣经说呢,这是明显的证明呢,主是满心怜悯大有慈悲的。And
that's why the Bible reminds us that God is full of compassion, full of mercy.
所以最后我们讲到今天的经文呢。So
now we going to cover today's verses.
其实今天的经文呢,很简单。
And today's verse is actually quite simple.
这个是雅各放在这本书最后的一段。These
are the last verses that James has placed in this book.
他就告诉你,你面对神的试验的时候,其实只有两个结果。
He tells us that there are only two outcomes when you are going through trials from God.
第一个结果,你就是通过了。The
first outcome is that you pass.
你通过就证明你真的是基督徒。You
pass and therefore you are true Christian.
但是如果你常常重复的失败,没有一条通过的时候,那么你必须要面对一个事实,可能你真的没有神的生命在你里面。But
if you continue to fail every single one of them, you may have to face the fact that it is possible that you are not a true Christian.
那么如果你发现你自己是一个假的基督徒，或者你发现你旁边的这个人是一个假的基督徒，那么你反应是怎么样？
If you discover that you're not you're a false Christian, or if you discover that someone around you is a false Christian, what should you do?
你送他走吗？再见呢？
Do you send him away and say goodbye?
不是哦。
No.
这里的圣经他告诉我们，我们应当怎么做？
And this verse tells us what we should do.
你们，我的弟兄们，你们中间若有迷失正道的，有人使他回转，别人该知道，一个叫罪人从迷路上转回的，便是咒灵魂不死，并且遮盖许多的罪。
My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth, and someone should bring that person back, remember this, whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins.
是迷正道呢，其实另外一个翻译就是离道反教。Apostasy 的意思。
So another meaning or translation of wandering from the truth is one that has become apostasy.
所以呢，这个是一个很严重的一个字。
This is a very serious accusation.
圣经说，就是做到这个地步，我们也应该去劝这个人去悔改回来。
The point is that we should try to turn the sinner away from the error of their ways, even if they have sunk to that level.
因为当我们把握这个机会去悔改的时候，你就可以成为一个真的基督徒了。
Because if we take advantage of this opportunity to repent, then you will become a true Christian.
你的罪虽然许多，神也会遮盖你的罪。
So even though our sins covers a multitude, God will forgive them.
见证神的确是一个蛮有怜悯的神。
It proves that God indeed is a God of compassion and mercy.
他愿意救人的灵魂不死。
He wants to save people's soul so they won't face death.
赦免我们的罪。
And forgive our sins.
我们最后一同祷告。
And let's pray together.
今天父，我们来到你的面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you.
求主光照我们。
We ask you to watch over us.
只是只有一件事情是最重要的。
Because at the end of the day, there's only one thing that's truly critical.
就是我们有没有神的生命在我们里面。
And that is whether we have God's life in us.
我们知道这个生命的来源不是我们人可以自己创造出来的。
We know that the origin of life is not something that can be created by man.
所以如果我们发现我们里面没有任何神生命的标记的时候，
So when we find out that we don't have any of God's signs of God's life in us,
我们的反应应该是在神面前悔改信耶稣。
And our response should be coming before God to repent and to believe in Jesus.
如果我们中间有坚持的人，我求主给他们这个勇气。
If there are those people among us, we ask you, God, to give them courage.
如果我们发现我们通过神的考验的时候，
Because we know that when we pass God's test,
如果我们发现我们通过神的考验的时候，愿意我们就是赞美感谢我们的神。
And because when we pass God's test, we will be then.Be thankful in giving praises to God.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
And thank you for listening to our prayer and praying in Jesus' name.
Amen.
请我们起立，我们唱回应诗歌《云上的太阳》。无论是住在
无论是住在美丽的高山，或是躺卧在阴暗的幽谷，当你抬起头，你将会发现主已为你我而预备。云上太阳它总不改变，虽然小雨洒在脸上，云上太阳它总不改变，啊，它不改变。
再一遍。
无论是住在美丽的高山，或是躺卧在阴暗的幽谷，当你抬起头，你将会发现主已为你我而预备。云上太阳它总不改变，虽然小雨洒
最后一同祷告，我们一起祷。Let's pray。愿主耶稣基督的恩。